Welcome to Friend the Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before we get some foot on the boat, we put them into a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round and we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide he steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want. Cody, you want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. My wife's out of 10. I'm home alone. I'm in the dark, scary night, all by myself, without a big, strong woman to protect me. And I've got all these fears now. Nick, I'm scared of everything. When we last recorded, I had no fear. I was a big, strong man. But you know what they say? Behind every big, strong man is a big, strong woman. She left.
She's gone. So now, all now everything. Everything is a new fear.
Washing machine. We don't live by those traditional values, but Catherine does most of the laundry. I do most of the dishes.
Disgusting, Cody. Disgusting. To know this about you now, I feel like you are such a pig, a misogynist, a capitalist, because that's also part of the patriarchy.
So now I'm scared of the washing machine. Yeah. I'm scared of the dryer. Well, I've always been scared of the dryer. Nick knows that. Yeah, it's just a lot of stuff going on, you know?
Yeah, it's tough. When the lady's out of the house, you're like, oh, when the cat's away, the mice will play. No, the mice stays in the mice hole because they're like, that cat, I don't know. I kind of felt better when I knew the cat was around.
Turns out the game I played was annoying my wife for attention. If she's not around, I kind of just sit around. Yes. Honestly, I clean more when she's gone than when she's here.
I'm glad to hear that that's part of your relationship too, because it's one of those things where, like, if Kellyanne isn't home, like, if she's out with her friends that night and I get done with whatever I need to do and it's like, and I'm just kind of like, what do I do next? We do just clean. Like, there's something about like, well, she's out doing stuff. I should be doing something. I don't want to just have her come home and see that I was on the, it's like, she wouldn't care. That's what she would. But I'm like, I got to do something.
I'm scared.
Oh, no. Yeah, exactly.
So we're talking about fear. The fear of being alone. The fear of being a nobody.
That's the fear. What is the fear of being a nobody? What? I wonder what that's called. What's that character? I'm scared of being a nobody.
That's Happy Gilmore, baby. I'm just scared sometimes. Scared of being a nobody.
Yeah, it is. How did I not know? Duh. I'm scared. Gilmoreophobia.
Over and again, I wanna kiss you all over. Bum, bum, bum. There we are.
Yeah, no, that's gonna sound great. That's gonna come great. That's gonna come through great on our mics.
You clipped so hard on that one.
Yeah, because I'm so talented. That's what that's about. I'm just so good at it. All right.
So proud of you.
Oh, have you not been on?
Nope. We fixed the problem. I'll edit it. We'll fix it. I'm like,
okay.
Fine. I'll leave this in. Well, it's fine. I got a microphone now. We're back in the game.
Yeah, in case you're wondering why Cody sounded awful, and I didn't even realize it either. But now you sound better. Thank you. All right, folks, here we are in the final four of Best Phobia. And here we have the Group A champion, Ophidiophobia, the fear of snakes, going up against Arachnophobia, the fear of spiders. And then the Group B champion going up against Group C champion. No, I don't like the way I said that. Hold on. All right, here we are, folks, in the final four of phobias, where we have the Group A champion, Ophidiophobia, the fear of snakes, going up against the Group B champion, Arachnophobia. And then on the other side of the bracket, we have Acrophobia, the fear of heights, going up against the Group D champion, Glossophobia, which is the fear of public speaking. Cody, where do you want to start?
All right, let's start with the fear of heights and the fear of public speaking, Nicholas. The fear of public speaking. I've done my research, okay?
Yep, you spoke to the masses?
Yeah, I just stood out on the sidewalk and talked to everybody that walked by. And it sucked.
But what if that's what that was? Every time you're like, man, that's a crazy person. No, that's someone in therapy working through their public speaking. Maybe take that lesson, folks. Maybe it's not always so awful in this world. Maybe it's just people trying to do better for themselves, okay?
Maybe it's not, though, because I had a guy one time when I was at work. I go to bars, right? I go to bars, and I take their orders, and I make sure they got beer for the week. And he ran up to me and said, "Hey, long time no see." And I said, "I don't know if we met, man." And he goes, "Nah, dog, I'm with you now." And I said, "I'm working." And he goes, "I'm working too then." And he just followed me to like three bars, just standing behind me as I did my job. And I did not like it.
I mean, I wouldn't say that that's public speaking, but that's a problem. You're right. I mean, that's not the best thing that's ever happened. But I, you know, that guy's just looking for an internship to put on his resume. Once again, it wasn't that bad. See, you're the bad person, the misogynist that you are and capitalist that you are. You couldn't see the opportunity that this man was creating for himself to put an internship on his resume.
Well, I hope so. I get a call and it's like, "Hey, do you know a Tim Mitchin?" And I'll be like, "No." It says here he interned with you for a few days. And I'll be like, "What?
What?" Yeah, I did your routes with you. Said he followed you around. You're like, then you know you have to do 5-star review. Give that guy
5 out of 5 stars. He
would
so good.
Recommend any job you have. Probably would have made him this. Would you hire him again? I didn't hire him to start with. So
how do we conquer our fear of heights, though? If we're gonna talk on the street corner to every person that walks by, okay, that's how me and Nick are doctors now. We're gonna solve all these fears. How do we solve heights? Do we just have you walk? We should put a GoPro on Jeff Hardy.
And just be like, watch what he does.
Just let him put, not like, I don't want him in wrestling ring. Just like his day.
Just everything that he does in his day is in preparation. Be like, hey, watch everything that he does. Because whatever he's doing, follow those steps. Because this man.
He just jumps off shit.
Has no fear of heights. Has zero fear of heights. So you need to just see what is he doing day in and day out. That you could emulate. What do you think Jeff Hardy does? Jeff Hardy wakes up. Is he on the top bunk? Does he jump down?
He jumps down and he tries not to land on his brother Matt. Yeah. And then he runs out into the yard. And I think he just puts on some face paint and starts playing a guitar. Poorly, I might just add. It's
3 hours. Just a grown man outside in his yard just playing guitar, singing nonsense songs. And you're like, is this gonna help me? Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good
stuff. Watch the whole thing.
It's good stuff. No. Keep going. Dude, follow along. Here's the thing. Anything that I feel like someone would want to tell you to get rid of heights, right? Like some type of immersion therapy, right? It's every single one of those terrifies me. There's the one where you're on, I can't remember where, I think it's in the Space Needle in Seattle, where they're like, all right, put your body against the window. Now watch the window fall forward so you can fall into the city.
No, thank you.
And it tilts out like 15 degrees. It's not a lot, but it's more than a window's supposed to. And I'm just like, no. Or in Vegas, they have their own needle where they shoot, like it's a little roller coaster that the only reason it exists is to shoot out like 20 feet outside of the building, but then it stops. Yeah. There's a big blocker there that stops you. What happens to that? I don't believe you. I, as someone who doesn't have a fear of heights, do not believe you when you say, no, it works every time. Okay, sure.
Sure.
It does it.
And then it's not going to one time. It'll be me.
Right, exactly.
Nice try.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay. Fear confirmed. Fear confirmed. Thank you. Awful idea. These are all terrible ideas to like help someone.
If you don't want to break the fear of heights, then let's make the fear of public speaking make sense. What if now if people don't like what you're saying in public, they can fight you. Okay. So now we're like, yeah, I'm afraid of talking in public. They might beat my ass. And right. If someone said to me, I'm like, no one's going to beat your ass. But let's get to a world where I'll be like, yeah, don't talk that shit then. Don't get up in public saying that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying what we need to do is replace.
If you're going to be afraid of public speaking, I'm going to make you afraid of public speaking, you know,
really put it in.
Really
fear enough. So now what it sounds like what you're trying to do is replace one fear with another. Basically, it's like it's not that I'm afraid of public speaking. What I'm afraid of is that if I public speak, I will get my ass beat.
Exactly. Or if we don't want the violence, if you public speak, we don't like what you say, we do get to hate you personally as a person.
Sure. How do we tell you that though? Like, how do we make sure? Because also I do feel like that's part of it. So I don't think
I'm glad you asked, Nick. Now is my time to introduce you to what I've been working on in secret for the U.S. government for the past 6 years. I call it a social credit score. Okay. So now when I don't like what you say, I can give you a thumbs down frowny face and that goes into your public personal, like, and then people can look up how many frownies to smileys you have. And that's how you get a job.
This was a great episode of Black Mirror, by the way. It's one of my favorites.
Fuck, damn it.
It is
I've
one
never
of my
seen Black Mirror.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
No, I thought I was doing some fun. No. Well, I was doing the social score from China. I know they got that.
Oh yeah. No, that would be cool. I do enjoy that. And I will say it works. It worked in that Black Mirror episode. I mean, it ruined someone's life. But
I just don't understand.
Should you replace a fear? Is that what we should be like? Take someone, be like, all right, you're afraid of public speaking. What if instead of that, would it help if we made every public speaking event that people have life or death, right?
Okay.
Make it so that way, if you're like, hey, I'm afraid to speak in public. Like, okay, I understand that. And that's a noble and understandable fear. If you don't go out there and right now and give that presentation, I'll kill you.
That's not fair for the ladder guys. So we're gonna kill people who don't climb ladders? If you're afraid
of something, we saw, obviously you seem on board for public speaking, so great. So yeah, if you don't get up that ladder, I'll kill you. And just put it at that and just be like, if you don't do it, you're dead anyway.
Hey, if you're afraid of something, you die. Welcome to America 2, ran by Cody and Nick. We don't have any fear.
We are, you and I, permanently sponsored by the brand No Fear, because we fucking meant it. We lived that shit when we were kids. We had our No Fear t-shirts. We drank all of our energy drinks. And now we live this lifestyle because it's like, because the only thing.
Well, hey, Nick, no, we live this lifestyle because we don't. We'll kill you.
We'll kill you. You have to live this.
You have to live this lifestyle.
You have to do this cops are it's like, yeah, we got rid of the police, but they're new cops now. So they're not really there. Like you can't call them for help with stuff, but if they see you looking like a punk bitch over a fear, they can be judge, jury, and executioner.
Exactly. Nick, I'm glad you brought it up. I'd like to show you this project I've been working on for 6 years for the American government. I call it a social credit score. Okay. And it's got frowny faces and thumbs up. But it's also got Police 2, Electric Boogaloo. The name is important. We got to keep Boogaloo in there for reasons I'll get to on the third hour of this presentation.
Yeah. And it just, if you press that social score button, calling the police on them, they're like, hey, I just want you to know I called the police. So.
Yeah, dude. And that's, if you have to go to jail, that's 10 frowny faces.
Yeah, that's bad. You don't want, it's hard to bounce back from 10 frowny 10 faces. 10
frowny faces? Man. Here's the thing, Nick.
What's up?
I don't have the fear of public speaking. And at the end of the day, I don't understand what you're afraid of. I get that you are afraid, but I'm like, what are you afraid of? Like, afraid of speaking in public. I'm like, okay, why? Because I'll look dumb. I look dumb every day. What else? Because people might not like me. No one likes me and Nick when we're together for more than 15 minutes. You're over it.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe it's just more like you really got to talk someone through and be like, no.
Well, like if I ask the acrophobia guy, I'm like, why are you afraid of heights? Because they're like, because fall hurt. I'm like, fall do hurt.
Fall do hurt.
Okay, fall do hurt.
That is true. There's fall no hurt. Getting around that. I can't.
They're right.
I can't make ground. I can't be like, ground soft. No, it's not.
It isn't.
Ground has never been soft. Even our softest ground, sand. So you want to land in sand from a high, it would feel like 1,000 knives scraping across your body if you landed in sand.
Nick, if we really break it down, there's probably been 4 speeches in the history of humankind that have actually changed anything. The rest have no one has any recollection of. So just get over it.
You might have solved it. I think anyone who listens to this might be like, damn, what am I freaking out about? Because you're right. What we have the, I have a dream
everyone,
speech.
Hey, every speech you did that you felt terrible about in high school and you bombed, no one, we don't care, dog. The I last really, thing I cared about.
Here's
you
the
think
thing.
I was watching you in high school? I was texting.
I want to so badly call someone out from my memory and be like, I do remember yours. So, but like genuinely, I don't got one. Like that's how true that is. Is like, as much as I want to be like, oh, I'll always remember when you cried going through your speech. I know I've seen it, but I can't put a face to it. I'm just like, oh yeah, I don't really, I just know it happened.
That's because our subconscious does that. It doesn't care.
Yeah, it doesn't.
That's a waste of space. Get that out of here.
Yeah, it's like, man, no use.
So unless you're what? The King speech guy, Malcolm X, maybe Martin Luther King Jr., one of those guys.
Moses.
Hitler probably had a pretty moving one. Otherwise, I don't see how that shit happened.
Yeah.
Like, other than that, like,
other
fuck.
Than those, not many speeches get remembered. You're right. Yeah. You're totally right.
So yeah. I got to lock in acrophobia, dude. It makes got sense. It. Fall hurt.
I'm going to go with you here. I'm going to go with acrophobia as well. All right. Next up, we have our creepy crawlies. We got ophidiophobia, fear of snakes, going up against arachnophobia, the fear of spiders.
It's just leg count, isn't it?
It's really, I mean, they both have venom. No, they both, have venom. So that's the one way they are similar. But yeah, so it's like, it's probably just legs.
Wait,
huh?
Is there anything with two legs and venom?
Hey, Cody, can I ask monkeys? You something? You know what? how there's like spiders that like are like sleek and sexy looking like a black widow. And then you have your spiders that are hairy, like a tarantula. What does hairy snake do to you?
I do not care for that one bit, do I?
I'm just like, we don't have hairy snake. And I'm like, I hope we never find what? It.
Just some Arctic mammal snake?
Yeah.
Like, what, dude? That's not right.
How did you do? What happened here? What went? That was supposed to be the ultimate evolution. We just went too far south.
It has to be it.
Snake person would be, dog, imagine if you're, is being cold-blooded better than being warm? We're warm-blooded. I know this because our blood stays at a certain temperature. Cold-blooded. Right? Your body fluctuate with the temperature that's around you.
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem like better?
No, dude. I get cold all the time. I'm miserable right now in my office. I'm freezing to death.
Okay, hold on. So cold, am I wrong that like, it's not that you adapt to the surroundings. Is it that our blood should always be a certain temperature? So if it goes below that, if you're cold blood, because I know cold blooded animals want to be on hot rock. Like, I understand that.
Okay. If it gets too cold for cold blooded animals, they fall asleep. And if it gets even colder, they do die.
So do we. So what's the difference? It seems like they're at least adapting
but
to
like their buddy. But yeah, but like they're, if it gets too cold outside, if it gets 30 degrees outside, Nick, you don't have to go to nappy time. You can do some jumping jacks. You're going
to
be okay.
All right. So maybe it wasn't the best. I was just trying to see if we missed out on the ultimate evolution.
And no, the ultimate evolution is us with a bunch of legs.
You think you need more legs?
I think we need more legs, yeah.
You think more? I mean, more arms, I would. I mean, does a spider have four arms and four legs? Two arms and six legs. Six arms, two legs.
I think two arms, six legs is what makes sense in my head.
Okay.
But I think that would just be the most metal looking one.
You don't. No, wrong. Six arms, two legs, Goro. That's sicker, dude. If I'm just on two legs, but I got six arms to do. To mess with you with, like, not only
can you imagine
you.
The defense if you was on the basketball team in high school, you show up to play basketball in middle school, you get onto the court, and Belfouche shows up and they got a man with two legs and six arms. And if he's got that many arms, he's got to be a tall, at least 6 foot. You got to need places for those joints.
Yeah, you're not gonna win. You're dude. Like, what are you gonna, how do you play deep? How do you play offense against a guy with six arms? He's got his hands up high for the shot block, but he's also got hands down low going for the steal.
And he's in the passing lanes.
Right.
He's in the passing lanes.
Would basketball cease to exist if we had six arms? Because it's just like, hey, it's kind of pointless. Like,
I always ask is like, because I say let him play. I say let the dog play. That's my where I stand
always.
Most of the time. But a lot of people are like, well, it's not fair. He has six arms. He can't play. Let him play.
You got it. I mean, we're not going to be rude to the guy with six arms. He didn't choose to have six arms. Well, he did.
He did choose.
He
did
might
choose
have chosen, or at least his parents did, right? They were like,
he did choose to be an absolute menace on the basketball court, though.
Dude, he did. He didn't choose six arms, but he was like, yo, but there's benefits to this.
Yeah, dog, I am going to fucking, I think, okay, two legs, six arms. That's, we settled it. That's
the perfect. I mean, there's always 4-4. You can always go 4-4. You can keep it even keeled.
4-4 is the worst. And I don't know why, but it is absolutely the worst when you think about
it's the
isn't
wrong
it?
One. Somehow.
It's the wrong one.
The balance gets off quickly.
It just, how does the person, it's like the body weight. It looked like, I don't even understand how that would work. It looked like if someone broke the spine of a book.
I do think.
It was just.
But see, that's why I do think 4-4 is what spiders have, because I think you would have to be parallel to the ground. I think your arms are still acting as legs, essentially, but you can do some grabby front stuff.
I don't want to walk around on my hands.
I think just the composure.
I'm not going to, dude. I'm too classy. I cannot do this.
I will not be doing this.
I will not be doing this.
Well, some people won't have a choice when I get to my when we get to America too, okay? Some people are going to be given the choice.
Bathtub full of what? Which one are you least likely to get in?
Okay.
Okay, you go. If you got it.
No, here's the problem. I don't want to go into either. Yes. But if you're telling me, Nick, you have to, or we're going to kill you. Nick, one or the other, you get in one of these two tubs or you take a bullet.
Yeah.
Then it's not even about the fear. It's that at some point, then I want to feel snake all over me. I want to feel snake rubbing and
if I'm going to do this, I might as well get horny. Okay. Right. So I'm going to need to be snake.
At least see if we unlock a new door up there in the horny mansion. Be like,
well, here's the thing. I could see snake feeling okay. I cannot see spider feeling okay.
I don't see a world all. But that doesn't make, I'm not, it's, the choice isn't out of fear. Once again, the choice is out of pleasure. So I still think, like, on its face, I just feel like there's something about a snake. Every single time I see a snake, instant fear. Spider, I assess the situation. Right? If I see a spider, I'm like, okay, how big are you? Right? How dangerous do I think you really are? Or do you how bad is this really going to be?
Yeah.
Because also, it doesn't, like, I know you probably could, but like, I don't feel like you can just step on snake and kill snake.
No.
Right?
Step
on spider, spider gone. I can't hit a snake with a rolled up newspaper. And that do anything besides piss it off.
No, it's gonna be mad at you. Here's the thing. I would take bathtub full of snake because I feel like when I get out of the bathtub of snake, it's a lot easier for me to assess whether I have any snakes still on.
Sure, right.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Like, I think they're both gonna be miserable, but when one's over, I'm sure it's over.
Yeah, my suffering is done. It's gone. I know this. Yeah, spider. That's one of those where like you'd go into your hair. And you'd be like, you would just feel something crawl down your face. And you'd be like, kill me. Shoot me. Where's that gun? To the face right now. Kill it. Kill the spider with gun.
Is this okay? I know this is probably a myth, but they say you eat like 6 spiders a year, right?
Correct. I mean, you're correct on both counts. It's a lie, yes.
Yeah. But like, no one ever said I ate 6 snakes a year.
Wouldn't that?
Is that anything?
That'd be wild. You know what?
If you're trying to start that rumor, why don't we just make that mean? You don't know it, but you eat 6 snakes a year in your sleep.
That's literally how the spider thing started. So it literally is like, they just put that shit in an almanac once or whatever. And then we just were like, well, that's the truth. It was in a book. And if you're going to lie, that's all I'm saying. If you're going to lie, why not say we eat 6 spiders or six snakes? Because honestly, it makes just as much sense. A snake could just run up me, go down my body, and just land itself in there. I wouldn't know.
It just coil up right in my belly.
Yeah. And then I'd be like, oh, it probably dies in there, and then I poop it out.
Yeah.
The way God intended.
I'm not getting into arachnophobia, I think. I don't know where you're at, but I think arachnophobia, I think spiders are scarier than snakes.
I think snakes are scarier than spiders. When it just comes down to it, when it comes down to the two, I am all, like, even when I'm on a walk with Sandler, and a little gardener snake just like runs across the pavement, I'm like, every single time. A spider has to like jump out for me to like be like, fuck that spider. Like, otherwise I see a spider as like kind of a homie. At least, okay. I'm not a fan of it, but I'm not, spider, snake is always scarier. So we will settle this the only way we know how with the American voting coin of 2004 as brought to you by random.org. We got John Kerry facing up, which means George Bush is on the other side. Low seed gets to pick. That's going to be me with aphidiophobia. I mean, got to go with the ultimate snake in the grass, George Bush.
Yeah.
We'll flip. John Kerry. All right.
John Kerry. Spiders, baby.
Arachnophobia going on. Okay. Arachnophobia versus.
There's no movie about being afraid of heights.
Hold on.
They got movies about big snakes all the time. They got movies about little snakes. They got snakes all, like, you see snakes in movies, but no one's ever like, I'm so afraid of heights. Make a whole movie out of it? You couldn't do it.
Okay, but here's the thing. That's not true. There is a movie. And here's the thing. When they make movies about spiders and scary spiders, it's always kind of ridiculous. There is some campiness, generally speaking. The movie that they made about the fear of heights was about these two women who they're like, one of them, it's their job to like climb up the big towers that you see along, like dotted along the countryside. The big, like over 200 feet in the sky, has a little red light on it. They're red and white towers, right?
Yeah.
It's this girl's job to do it. And she like brings her friend up there. And then, oh no, the equipment doesn't work. And now they're stuck. And that movie, the actual tangible, palpable fear viscerally inside of you as you're just like
I would argue that's not afraid of heights though.
That's 100% afraid of heights, because you're like, you're stuck up there, the wind's blowing you around. I think one of them's injured, so that's why they can't walk down. I don't remember the whole fucking thing. I just remember
it. But if they had a fear of heights, they wouldn't have went up there. What I'm saying is they're not afraid of heights. They're afraid of their shit breaking.
No, I'm not talking about the people in the movie, Cody. I'm talking about you as the viewer, right? If you're watching something and you have one of these fears, I feel like if you have arachnophobia and you're watching a spider movie, you're like, you can kind of laugh. There's going to be silly things. Someone's going to grab a shotgun and just starts blasting big spiders, big goo everywhere, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you have a fear of heights, this is, you're like, yup, that's the thing. That's what it is. I think... At the level at which, if you have this fear, you're more likely to turn off a movie like that for heights than be like, oh, I can, this is kind of funny and this is actually helping me get over my fear.
Well, okay. Is that a pro for Spider then? Because we can monetize Spider for movie.
No.
We can make money off this fear.
The fear is like, you can have more fun with it. It can be silly. It can have, there's some fun there. Heights is just like you said. Heights is actually, I would argue heights is more the fear of the ground.
Yeah, it's too far away.
Heights, yeah. Once ground get too far, I'm like, oh no, because if I go meet ground, it's going to hurt. And so I just feel like, I mean, spiders are creepy. Like there's no getting around that. 100% I agree fully. Spiders, real creepy. But heights is something that to me is just like, duh, of course. And I also can't tell you to get over it. I don't know how. We've been racking our brains this whole time trying to figure out how to do it. And I don't understand. We haven't come up with a great solution. I don't think watching Jeff Hardy.
Nick, what? The numbers don't lie. I'm over here doing research. I don't fucking know what you're talking about. Good job though. Okay. So I ran the numbers on this real quick.
Okay.
And as far as fear of spiders is, we need to get over it. And all the people who are afraid of heights are right. Because less than 3 deaths per year occur from spider bites.
No,
less than
no
3 a year
in the continental United States.
Who cares? It's from the Boston Children's Hospital, so that's probably the United States. That's what I'm seeing right here. But even if that's not absolutely correct, right? Even if that's just a low estimate, the estimate for people who fall and die globally each year are 684,000.
Jesus,
684,000.
I was like, 600.
Dude.
That's not even that bad either. Globally, but 1,000? Yeah, that's huge. Even if, and let's say that this is just in Boston, right? Let's just say that there's 3 people a year in Boston who die of a spider bite. Yeah. Extrapolate that across the United States. Give yourself 3 per state. Give 150 people for spiders? Because that's the thing, right? You know, we've done a great job of telling you all the scary spiders. We're like, hey, Black Widow, you know it when you see it. You're like, hey, that's the bad one. I'm gonna bow out here. I'm gonna get
also,
the fuck away.
And we have anti-venom for spider.
Right.
We don't have anti-venom for fall.
No, not at all. Yeah, there's no. we've tried to make big like balloon thing you can land in, but we haven't put them everywhere.
No, we're trying, but the government keeps stopping our proposals.
Yeah.
That's why I'd like to show you this project I've been working on for 6 years with the American government. I call it a social credit score. And if you have enough thumbs up, you get a special shirt that inflates as soon as it feels you reach a velocity that would be damaging to your body. Yeah, I call it a falling life jacket.
That's
and the it does go off sometimes when you just run.
If you're super fast. If you're too fast. Well, then you got to slow down. Now you're just moving too fast for life. Calm down, okay?
Dude, it's going
to
be okay.
Enjoy your run, you know? Don't just try to sprint to the end of it.
When we're looking at this just mathematically, it's got to be heights, right?
At least the heights people have something to talk about. Like, like they have some good points on their side, whereas like spider, you're just like, just also, if you are arachnophobic, but you like Spider-Man, I'm calling you a fucking fraud. I'm calling you out your bullshit then. Cause like, you can't like Spider-Man and be arachnophobic. And I think you do. I think most people, if they're like, I'm arachnophobic, I'm like, okay, I understand. What's your opinion on Spider-Man? Like, oh, it's like one of the all-time best Marvel.
Hell yeah, dude. Get him, Nick.
Yeah.
I'm at my turn. If you're afraid of heights and you're over 6'3", I'm calling your ass out because that's not fair.
Hey, man. But, well, wait, because I feel like they have a point to make. Their head is farther from the ground than ours. So if they fall, their head has a lot longer time to gain that momentum to crack itself. I'm almost like, if you're five, I'm going to say 5'3" and below, and you're afraid of heights, I'm like, get out. You got nothing. You see the world from the bottom. Like, how can you be afraid? Can you be afraid
of heights? From the bottom and you're still at the bottom. You do not have a right to be afraid. You should, if you are under 5 foot tall, you should crave heights.
Yeah, you need heights. You need heights. You're going to get through this. So
I'm mucking in heights, dude. I don't know where you're at. But this is the only thing that's I'm looking at all the fears straight up and down, all of them. This is the only one that does anything.
This is the only one. No fear.
This is the only one. Like, who's died from the dentist? Nobody.
Can we say though? Like, is there something to be said then? Can it really be a fear if it's something that's like, yeah, you'll fucking die? Like, a phobia is almost something that is like, it's not childish to be like afraid of something that's, if it's like spiders or whatever. But like, heights just makes sense. You ran the numbers. We should all naturally have this. But like, arachnophobia, you have to have earned that yourself somehow. And like, that makes it an actual phobia that's hurting your existence, right?
I see what you're saying, but I think I'm still going with heights because I think it's a phobia that's in all of us that we all have to overcome every day. So it is the truest of phobias.
Yes, right. That's fair. And as we said, when we started this mission, like this is the one that's okay. This is the one, if you have acrophobia, still welcome on the boat. It's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't look over the edge though.
Yeah, don't. It's gonna mess you up. But at least that's kind of softer, the water.
But not with how fast we're boogieing on this bad boy.
Yeah, no. All right, acrophobia.
You fall off the boat, you're gonna skid on the water. The way this boat moves, so fast.
All right, acrophobia, moving on to be our champion. It is on the boat. Congratulations. Thank you all for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to about your boys, a few things that you can do. As always, share with a friend, tell a friend. Wherever you're listening to us, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe. Give us those 5 stars, please.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media accounts, Instagram, X, Facebook. Just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a 16-team tournament you'd like to see us do, email those to us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com. If it's good, we'll do it.
As always, shout out to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff, and over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard and replace the vowels with 6 is. That's going to be it for us. We got a new season coming for you on Monday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lehner in the boat.